So the angels appear to shepherds on the hillside outside a town called Bethlehem, and they announce good news of great joy for all the people. A number of years ago, Rachel and I were sat on Bournemouth Beach with about 250,000 other people. It was the Bournemouth Air Festival. You could hardly see any sand. As we sat there enjoying the day, we became aware of something happening behind us. There was a family who were in real distress. The little boy who was with the family had gone missing, and when you stood up, all you could see was people. The family were terrified. They didn't know where to turn. We were trying to find information from them, but they didn't speak very good English. So the crowd felt helpless in trying to help them find their son. Minute went by, and every minute felt like an hour, I think. It seemed like an eternity before this ripple of news came through the crowd. They found him. He's safe. And then sure enough, just a few moments later, on his dad's shoulders, dad comes walking back with son in tow. The joy, the emotion that we felt in our hearts just then was incredible. I can feel it even now. It felt like the best news ever. I wonder what the best news is that you've ever heard. Maybe you've been in a situation a little like that. You've had a child that's gone missing for a little while, and you've been able to find them, and it's been such good news. Or maybe for you it was the result of that MRI scan. That was the best news ever. Or maybe it was a test you passed, or a university you got into, or a job you got. Or maybe it was a yes to your proposal. It was the best news ever. Well, this morning, however you've answered that question, what is the best news you've ever had? However you've answered that question, can I say to you this morning that if Christmas isn't the best news you've ever heard, then you've never really, truly understood the Christmas message. If Christmas isn't the best news you've ever heard, then you've never truly, fully, really understood the Christmas message. But Johnny, you're saying, how can that be possible? How can the birth of a little baby 2,000 years ago, how can that really impact my life? How can that really be the best news ever? Especially in the light of some of the other news you've just shared this morning. How can the birth of Jesus be better than that news? Well, it's the angel who gives us the answer to that question we're asking this morning. If you've got your blue sheet, you'll be able to see the Bible reading on there. Look at what the angel says there in verse 10 through 12. I just highlighted it, put it in bold for you. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Let me just give you two things from what the angel said this morning. Here's the first thing. Great news. God is real. Great news, God is real. Do you hear what the angels are saying about the baby in the manger? He is Christ the Lord. The baby in the manger is God. That's what they're saying. Do you know, I've asked many people, what would God have to do to prove to you that he's real? And almost on every occasion, the answers come back to me, come down to earth. If God would come down to earth, then I would believe he's real. That would prove his existence. But in the Christmas story, we find that God has already done what people are saying he needs to do in order to prove that he's real. Great news. God is real. The baby in the manger is Christ the Lord. Here's the second thing I want to show you from what the angel said this morning. Great news. So God's real. Great news. God cares. The angels say to the shepherd, a Savior has been born to you. A Savior, a rescuer has been born to you. you know, if God really did come to earth, the big question we need to ask is why? What on earth was God doing? And again, it's the angel who answered that question for us. Why did God come to earth? He came to save us. Brilliant, good answer. A saviour has been born to you. And I don't know this morning if you feel in danger. Probably not. But isn't that the worst kind of danger? A danger that you're really not aware of. Really, to appreciate the wonder of this good news, we first need to appreciate something of the danger we're in. Just think of that family on the beach in Bournemouth for a moment. There was a moment where they were completely oblivious to the fact that the child was missing. They were there building their sandcastles, playing, laughing, having fun. No idea of the danger their son was in. Isn't that the worst kind of danger to be in? Let me share with you something of what the Bible says of the danger that human beings are in. This is what the Bible says about us as a race. It says that we are in danger because we've rejected the God who made us. And we've made a terrible mess of ruling the world that he placed in our care, that he placed in our care. And if you look around, we can see something of that mess, can't we? We look into the world. We look over towards the Middle East. If we look over towards Syria, we can see something of the mess we've made of ruling this world that God placed in our care. You know, we don't have to look so far away to see the mess. We can look at our own lives and circumstances and see, actually, do you know, we have made a bit of a mess of this. And if we look into our hearts, into the secret place, the places where only we allow ourselves to go, don't we see a little bit of a mess there too, and maybe a lot of a mess there too? What the Bible says about our world and what the Bible says about us really rings true. There's something wrong with our world, and there's something wrong with us. Do you know, I don't think I need to convince you of that this morning. Isn't it obvious? The Bible diagnoses that problem in this way. It says that the root problem of humanity is something called sin. It's an awful condition that affects us all, and it cuts us off from God in this life. And it sets us on a collision course for his judgment in the next life. That's really bad news. But that's the context of the good news that the angels are able to share with the shepherds. Only as we come to appreciate the dilemma we're in, only as we come to appreciate the danger do we come to appreciate the news. Jesus came to save us from our sins and all of their consequences. That's what the name Jesus means. You will give him the name Jesus. It literally means God to the rescue. That's what the name Jesus means. God to the rescue. The Christmas story not only proves that God is real, the Christmas story also proves that God cares. He cares for our world, and he cares for you. How much does he care? Well, he cared enough to become a little baby, and he cared enough to die on a cross. The verse that we shared with the young people, the children this morning, was, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." And that's what Jesus came to do, not merely to be born, not merely to live, but to die. To take on himself the punishment that we deserve for our sins. That's what was happening there on the cross. The good shepherd laying down his life for the sheep. That's good news. That's good news for sinful people. A Christian, therefore, is someone who has been rescued. A Christian is someone who has been saved. Someone who has been forgiven from their sins, adopted into God's family, guaranteed eternal life and a perfect world to come. A Christian is someone who has discovered real joy and lasting peace. And I've got some great news to share with you this morning. The best news ever is found in the best gift ever. And the best gift this world has ever received was wrapped up in cloths and found lying in a manger. The best news ever is found in a Saviour who was born to you. He is Christ the Lord. God's real. God cares. And that really is the best news ever. I really hope this Christmas time you come to discover a little bit more of that good news of great joy. Let me give you a number of ways in which you could possibly respond to the things that you've heard this morning. Here's the first way you could respond. It's with faith. The shepherds didn't stay where they were. When they heard this good news message of great joy, they didn't stay where they were. They went to see for themselves. They responded with action, and that's faith. And through that faith, they met a Saviour who amazed them. They met a Saviour who filled them with joy. That's the first way you could respond. Do as the shepherds did. Respond with faith. Another way is you could come and talk to me. Not rushing away afterwards. I'd be more than happy to talk to you today. Or if you want to meet up for a coffee sometime, I'd love to do that and chat through any questions you have. Or you could come back and hear some more of this message. We're here again tonight. We're here again on Christmas Eve. We're here again on Christmas Day. That would be a good way to respond. Come and hear some more. You could keep coming back during 2017. We're here every Sunday morning. You'd be more than welcome. But let me just give you one more way in which you could respond. After Christmas, we're planning to run this course called Life Explored. I don't know if you're searching for something in life. Life in some ways left you disappointed. That joy and peace that I've been speaking about this morning, you know it's not yours, but you want it. If you want to come and find out a little bit more of that, we're going to run a course in the new year. It's on a Tuesday evening, and we've just got a little taster video of that to just give you a little taster of what you'd find if you come on the course next term. Thank you, Terry.